It's now time to talk to the shooter, Pat Bradley, brought to you by Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of rates starting as low as 1.99% with Alcoa's Summertime Auto Loan Special. PB is also presented by Cabot Outdoors, where you can save $600 off Hustler mowers through May 31st. Now, from the land of the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Red Sox, here is Pat Bradley.
Man, after watching Roger, after watching The Town yesterday, I felt like I sort of got a connection with Pat. Boston accents.
Totally.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
We're watching The Town. That's our movie review for the week. It's brought to you by Hawks Homes. And have you seen that one with Jeremy Renner and Ben Affleck?
On. You know he has.
I have seen it.
Yes, the Boston accent.
How many gems do you know, Pat? Do you know a lot of guys like Jem, Renner's character?
Where they're from, the town is Charlestown.
Yes, Charlestown. Yeah.
And that's Bunker Hill, the Battle of Bunker Hill.
We stayed
and all
there,
that
yeah.
Stuff. So
we stayed in that harbor.
Yeah, you guys have been there. Yeah, you guys have been there. So I grew up, you know, maybe a mile from there, less than a mile. That's
how about that? Didn't know that.
Everett's sort of Charlestown, where that is probably the most north part of Boston that you can go to. And then when you go through Charlestown, you get to the Dirty E, as we call it, Everett.
Justin,
I think you guys have been there.
Justin, have you seen the Town before? Have you seen that movie?
I have not, no.
Yeah, we'll give the review tomorrow. So, it's not quite as good. I think they built it up too big for me, and I had higher expectations. I like
the history.
Yes, the history.
The history of that is Charlestown, which they call it the town, and they're called townies. The history of that is based on a true story because it's a very small, condensed area. There's a lot of mostly Irish. And they were known as the best bank robbers, really, anywhere in the country.
How about that? So it's sort of based on a true story.
It's based on a true story because they had a crew, like these, I mean, essentially these kids grew up, the business was bank robbery. And they would go around and they would rob banks throughout New England.
Yeah.
But they had, and you'll see it in the movie, they had down, it was like a science. I mean, they knew.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
How to, they knew exactly like what time to do it, how to do it. Everybody knew their job. They knew how to like prepare. Yeah. So it's based on actually, like, you look at the history of bankrupt. I don't know how it began in that little spot, but they became like one of the best bank robbers crew.
I think Baz needs to get another chance. I don't think Baz. I'm not sure how locked in you were. I think this sounds like me with a Dirty Dozen.
He was on his laptop.
Yes.
I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was Blake Lively.
There's a lot of small. See, here's the thing. You thought it was Blake Lively. Well, you were not paying attention. You know Blake Lively when you see her.
I know, but when she comes back in for that last scene with the baby, when he's looking at it, it doesn't look like her. And I'm like, is that
yes,
Blake?
It does. It looks just.
She's got
her.
So much makeup on that, you know, trying to look. And then.
You find the clip, the clip, the line.
I like
find
the,
it.
I like the guy. I like how he killed the bad guy, Pat, where he.
Blake Lively?
No. What did he say, Roger? He goes, he said, "I'm gonna." He said, "For my dad, for what you did to my dad."
The florist is awesome.
Yeah,
Kaiser Sose guy.
He's a real guy. My buddy used to go buy flowers down there.
No way.
I mean, the actor is an actor, but the florist character
is there.
Is a real. That's how it went down. Now,
I may be liking it better.
You need to watch it again.
Based on a true
story. I'm
going
to clip your daddy. Like, oh, my God. So good.
And the great, probably my favorite part is when after they, you know, they wear their masks, where they dress like nuns or crazy nuns.
Yes.
And the getaway scene.
The North End, right, Pat?
Yeah, yeah, they go through the north end, which you guys, that's where Petey and Paulie took Scat Daddy up into the top of the roof.
How about sure that?
Did. How and, about sure did.
And the Boston cop looks at them.
Yeah,
and turns away.
That's apparently a real story.
Like, yeah.
It actually happened.
Yeah.
How about that?
Listen, no Petey and
Paulie. We should have got Pat in this movie review tomorrow, dadgummit.
Well, listen. He's just changed your mind on all of that, and we didn't even have a chance to say any of those things.
Pat, let's talk first. We talked about it yesterday, how cool it is that Cal has added, not only do we have Duke in Chicago for the basketball team next year, then we announced, I think it was yesterday or day before, Houston in Brooklyn. That was announced yesterday. Of course, you know, the great history against Houston and Arkansas. And now it looks like we're going to be playing Louisville in the ACC-SEC Challenge. So the Razorbacks have some historical teams of note that they get to play this year.
Louisville, we're back. Justin Moore, remember we played Louisville in December of 96 and then December of 97 in Louisville. We beat them. They beat us in Fayetteville.
Yeah, and
in,
then Louisville knocked out Joe Klein's team. Joe's still mad about that. And, of course, US Reed beat Louisville on those Denny Crum teams back in the late 70s. But
we beat Louisville in Louisville.
Yeah, that's big, man. But the fact that you got Louisville, Duke and Houston, man, that makes it very compelling to me. That makes it, you know, if you're over the age of 50, you know, that's the kind of schedule you like to see, you know. Hey, have you heard much about this seven-footer from Russia? That somehow somebody said that there's some seven-footer from Russia or somewhere overseas that we're still looking at that we haven't, that maybe for next year? Or have you not heard anything about that?
No. Seven-footer from Russia.
Yeah, so we're going to say it's fake news. No. We're going to say it's fake news. What did you think about the game last night, Patty B?
I love seven-footers from Russia, though, for the record.
Yes, I know.
Who was the last one? Andrei Tarasenko.
Yes, this was.
Because he wasn't 7 feet tall.
I think this was Dragov, whoever they said it was. What did you think about the Pacers? Surprising some folks, Pat.
They're a fun team. They're very unpredictable. They are not. This is not your typical sort of NBA offense. You know, we see a lot of isolation. You know, dribble the air out of the basketball. So I think they're not an easy matchup defensively. So they're going to cause some problems. And you know, Oklahoma City is obviously a really well balanced team. So I think they ultimately will win the series. But yeah, I like the Pacers. Are a fun team. They're a fun team to watch. And just because of you know their balance too, and you know they can beat you in a bunch of different guys can beat you, and that's you know kind of like their style. So I think everybody's a little bit sick of you know sometimes you watch the NBA, it just drags on a little bit.
Yeah, and I know just everybody's glad it's not LeBron or the six players that we always hear throughout the year, Russell Westbrook or Durant. Or LeBron.
Kevin Durant.
Oh, my gosh.
Kyrie. Yeah.
So, Pat, are you excited about Omaha? Are you excited about Omaha?
Omaha. Yes. I'm excited. Now, you guys are going, correct?
Well, we were not invited by the station. So, at some point, we're going to go on our own. Like we normally do.
The number one show?
Yeah. We don't get the invite, and I guess we don't do enough, so that's okay. We'll get there somehow. We're going to get there, Pat. We're going to get there.
Now, we go,
Roger, you know who's coming with us?
Hell's coming with us. You hear? And then it's on Omaha, and then it's on everyone. Yeah!
Think of what you guys have already done. You created the number one softball player in all of the country.
Yes.
You have the number one musician in all of the country, all of the world, and is number one show. And
thank you. Listen, us and Randy, we're nothing, and we're bookends for the. I don't know. We're nobody.
So it is what it comes to. Everybody's always trying to knock out the number one guy. I'm going, and I'm taking Frank Fletcher, Sushi, with me.
I mean, we are just a pregame show with the Zone. That's really all we are.
Y'all are bad. Y'all are so bad.
Now, Pat, back in the day when you were playing basketball, were you buddies with any baseball players on the Hill?
Oh yeah, I remember. Remember Eric Hinsky?
Yeah, matter of fact, that's actually who Vahevo Loy, I think, has tied his record for, I think, most runs scored in a year, I think. How about that?
Well, I remember when we were freshmen, and we all stayed in that same dorm at Walton Hall,
right?
And Hinsky's first college at bat, he hit a home run.
Oh wow!
And I remember later that night, we were at the Chow Hall, and then the next day. And, he was very excited about it. We had a lot of them. Because the Walton Hall was, you had track guys, you had baseball guys, obviously football. So we get a chance to get to know each other. So, yeah, a lot of good baseball guys.
The great thing about Omaha, Pat, is similar to what happens with these the regional pods or whatever you call them in basketball for the NCAA tournament. You know, you get four teams, four fan bases that show up in one city. Well, this one, you got eight.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I've not been there from the start. Roger, I think when we went, I don't know how far it was into the tournament, but it wasn't the first day at Gateway, because it was about midweek.
No.
It's about midweek. So they say that first couple of days, it's just crazy there in Omaha.
Nuts.
Oh, I'd imagine. And you see all the stories every year come out of it, like fan competition. All that. I'm sure the tailgate is great. I'd really like to go to just see the field, and it's pretty historic, I guess, by this point. Do you think they'll ever try to change it and do different?
So what happened, Pat, with that is, they had the Rosenblatt Stadium forever, and then I think Omaha put the full court press on the NCAA and guaranteed so much money and all the things. They built a brand new stadium now, Charles Schwab Stadium, which seats 24,000. And so they're sort of like Hoover for baseball, for the SEC. I just think they've somehow, give them credit, they've been able to lock that down. Have we moved, by the way, the SEC football game? Has it been in Atlanta all these years?
Yes.
Yeah, so same thing with that.
Since they built Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, so same kind of deal there, which I don't mind. I think sometimes it's nice to move things around a little bit, but I get it. If you put that much time and effort and you know what you're doing, you make it a great experience for the fan bases, I'm fine with it.
Well, I can't criticize. I haven't been, so...
You need to go, man.
Listen, not going somewhere and not having any idea what we're talking about doesn't stop us from criticizing stuff. We don't have to know anything about it.
As a matter of fact, we can criticize it even more.
Yes, we'll criticize it because we are of what we are afraid of.
What were you?
Who are they? I don't use that pronoun.
Do you want to thank Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union and Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat? Pat, what are you doing for Father's Day with your pops? You gonna do anything special?
Oh, I'm probably just stay clear of them. You know how pops like to do it.
Well, what's
little Nicky gonna do for you? Ever heard of it?
A little this, a little that. Okay.
Hey, speaking of the town.
You know how it is. I mean, I think sometimes the hassle, it's just like your birthday as you get older.
Yeah.
It's like, geez, I hope nobody remembers it's my birthday this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got to text everybody back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Exactly. Were you going to say the town?
You're creating more work for me. It's supposed to be my birthday.
Well, it's in the movie The Town that we were talking about. He finds out, his dad's in prison.
I love that actor, though.
The jerk face. Yeah, he is the jerk face who tells him what happened to his mama.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Kaiser Sose guy.
Oh, yeah.
Kaiser Sose guy.
Yeah. He does such a great job. Who's that guy that plays his dad?
I forget his name.
Isn't he also Jason Bourne's guy?
Yes.
Okay, I love him.
He's
such a great actor.
He was also
the bad husband, I think, in another Bostonian movie, or at least Massachusetts movie. Wasn't it the one with Is that the same one that was with Kathy Bates when she pushed him down a well in a Stephen King movie or something like that where he went down a well?
Oh, James Caan?
No, not James Caan. This was one where Kathy Bates played.
It's Chris Cooper.
Chris Cooper, that's right. Look at Chris Cooper. Give me Chris Cooper. Give me movies with Chris Cooper.
He's in the movie with Jamie Foxx and the where the bomb
American
blows up.
Beauty. No. He's in Seabiscuit.
Give me, yeah, Seabiscuit, he plays the trainer. Who?
Born Identity.
Yeah. Now, he also plays Kingdom with Jamie Foxx, and that's a really good movie.
I haven't seen that. Give me the one with Kathy Bates where it's... he's in The Patriot. He's great there. He's
I know the one you're talking about. He's a creepy old guy.
He's creepy. He's molesting his daughter.
Wow.
He molests his daughter. Kathy Bates taking...
Time to Kill, 96.
I want to say it's a...
Must be from the 90s. I think it's a late 90s movie.
A Stephen King movie or something. It's, you know, there's a... She waits till the eclipse.
Yeah, he's a good character actor, yeah.
October Sky?
No, keep going.
Well, Pat,
American Beauty.
No.
Now, Pat, hopefully when we talk next week with you, you'll be back on with us Monday. We'll be talking about the Razorbacks winning on Saturday, beating LSU, and then coming back to play Monday night at 6 in the winner's bracket. That's what we hope happens, buddy.
Monday's the way to go. That means drive time is going to be off the board, I guess.
It's going to be, we'll be at Fletcher eating sushi. Hey, listen, Pat, when you talk about Calvin Outdoors, well, let me lead you into that by talking to you about Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, and know that with Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, we're already a month and a half in to their summer auto loan special. We're as low as 1.99%. A month and a half in, and people wait till the last minute, You need to check with Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union to find out what you can do to refinance your car as well.
Amen. AlcoaCommunityFCU.org is the website. And, of course,
find out.
Thank you to Cabot Outdoors, power equipment, what you need. Now's the time. It's technically still springtime.
Well,
No. Summer solstice is June 20th.
Is that right? Well, yeah, is it still spring?
What's the first day of summer?
Technically, he's right. He's right.
Well, Pat, listen, I've got
21, 2, 3, 4, 22, 21.
I've got the hot tub from Luxury Pool and Spa all ready to go. Jessica has got the chemicals.
Bleach. You got the bleach?
Yeah, so
nice.
You ready to come spend some time in the hot tub?
I've got actually had a few people asking about the hot tub.
Oh, no. Where do they dance? Hey, Pat, now listen, we're coming up there for a wedding. In July.
Everybody wants to see Pat.
Well, no, I don't want to see him.
What?
The family wants to see him. I don't care.
You come up. Me, you, Petey, Pauly.
Petey, Pauly. I want you to listen. We're all coming up there. I know that some of us are after the wedding. Some of us are going to a game. I want to take Samantha down the Freedom Trail. I want to do some of that stuff and all that. So hopefully if you're in the neighborhood, we can buy you lunch or buy you dinner. It's on me. On me.
Yeah, we'll go down to the town. I'll show you some of the townies.
I'd love for you to do that. I know they're going to go to Plymouth. I think Samantha wants to go to Salem.
Plymouth.
She's going to go to Plymouth because I think we're staying. We land in Plymouth. Plymouth didn't land on me.
All right, Pat.
Go see the Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
The Plymouth Rock.
See that.
Down there and
she wants to go to Salem because she was named after Samantha Stevens, a witch. Have I heard it?
Go to the House of the Seven. You go to the House of the Seven Gables. Oh,
we've got
to
do that. You know, we'll go to the House of the Seven Gables. It's because we're non-judgmental here, bro.
All right, Pat.
Remember, speaking of Stephen King, one last thing.
Yes.
Stephen King had a horror film called Salem's Lot.
Salem's Lot, you bet.
Absolutely.
And that was, the backdrop was obviously Salem.
Oh, it was
just another one. So add that to the list after the town.
So many activities.
Dolores Claiborne is the movie I'm thinking of.
Dolores Claiborne.
I had to look it up.
Yes.
That is a fantastic, let me repeat, a fantastic movie with great acting.
Great acting.
Oh, very good. And it is two words, creepy.
All right, PB, have a great weekend, buddy. Talk to you next week.
See
you, man.
Love you, boys.
Love you too. Say hello to your mother for me. Ooh.
When we come back, Raj and Josh, we're going to look. Justin had to jump on with Jacob Hester, and I'm looking at they've got the college football future power rankings through 2026 on ESPN.
Okay.
I'll let you guess where.
Oh, hang on. through 20. So is this a guess at what's going to happen this year after the year's over?
Yeah, I guess it goes through the playoffs. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah. So, so anyway, so I'll let you guess where Arkansas is. We'll come back and let you see if you're right or not. We'll save that for when you get back.
You're saving when you.
Hey,
come
we're going to be on. We're going to be on Channel 7 tomorrow morning. Right after all we do. 609.